Welcome to Radio Logic's Loan Logic's podcast series exploring technology and solutions in the mortgage industry. I'm your host, Gary Catrimbone.
Today, we're going to discuss the MSR acquisition process and the business drivers and technology strategies that are changing the dynamic between buyer and seller. Freddie Mac has created Freddie Automated Servicing Transfer, or FAST, which standardizes and simplifies the transfer of servicing documents. Part of their system relies on LoanLogic's Intelligent Data Extraction and Automation, or IDEA, technology configured for MSRs. Two of the people who have intimate knowledge of the problem and the solution that is provided in FAST. Craig Riddell, who is the Executive Vice President and Chief Business Officer at LoanLogic and is responsible for establishing and developing ongoing relationships with LoanLogic's largest enterprise clientele. Welcome, Craig.
Good morning, Gary.
Morning. And Hakan Bego, the Senior Director in the Single Family Sales and Relationship Management Division at Freddie Mac. He's responsible for the bulk loan acquisition channel, the servicing released execution businesses, and managing secondary market advisors. Welcome, Hakan.
Thank you, Gary. Good morning.
Good morning. So now that Freddie Mac has established the FAST MSR acquisition approach, Hakan, let's talk about the high-level definition of FAST and how it simplifies the transference of the servicing process.
Great. Thank you, Gary. Transferring servicing, selling servicing rights between sellers and buyers, involves two parts. First part being the actual exchange of the ownership of the rights, i.e. selling the rights to collect that servicing fee from a seller to a buyer. The second part of that, what I call the physical movement of the servicing rights from the seller to the buyer. And that involves giving the buyer all the information necessary from the seller in order to properly service those loans over the life of that loan. Selling the ownership of the rights is relatively easy. The difficult part is actually moving those rights from one to the other.
Can you tell us what exactly FAST is?
The FAST tool is an efficient tool to enable the physical movement of the servicing rights from a seller to a buyer. What it does is it gives access to a portal for sellers to upload image documents, and from there the FAST tool takes over and creates information that the servicing buyer needs in order to properly service the loans.
So what are some of the key challenges related to the information exchange that the technology had to overcome?
One of the most important challenges in moving servicing rights is manual processes. And those manual processes can include multiple things. There are some servicers that get documents from the sellers and actually hand key information to create the data necessary to import into their servicing system to be able to service the loans. Others may not necessarily be manually entering data, but they may be using tools where they see data and they have to physically or through a technology solution move the data and map it to from where it's coming from to where it's going, the format of the data, the number of fields, the order of the fields, the translation of the fields, all that information. In both those scenarios, though, it requires human intervention. It requires people to be on there, to be either hand keying data in or to be moving fields around in some type of tool.
So it sounds like both buyers and sellers are able to use FAST. I'm wondering how do they get started? What's their first step?
So the first step is participation in one of our Freddie Mac servicing release programs. To get started on FAST, the process is fairly simple. They need a user ID and a password to actually access the portal. The portal is an SFTP client, which is really a tool to drag and drop information, drag and drop files from the seller's location into the portal.
And how does it work from the buyer's perspective?
From a buyer's perspective, they also need to get access to the portal. And again, they need to be a participant in a Freddie Mac servicing released exchange program.
Craig, could you describe the experience of a typical FAST user?
So another part of that initiation process is, particularly on the buyer side, we get, as Hakan mentioned earlier, we get some of their data fields and the document naming taxonomy that they use, any desired stack order to which they are desiring those images be delivered. In some cases, they have more than one, derivation that they would like it, that delivery to take place in. So For us, that's really where we take over. Freddie introduces us into the project. We work with the independent buyers to make sure that we've got all those specs. The testing process goes as quickly as possible. And ultimately, they get the green light to participate, and they're up and running. And it can be really as quick as the buyer and their tech group and or buying side work group are able to join the meetings and the boarding process with us.
Right.
So the seller side, to Hakan's point again, it is a simple delivery, just like they would deliver any other image file to any other aggregation partner that they have. So whether it's submitting for a credit decision to an MI lender, whether it is submitting a file for delivery in correspondent, whatever that process is, it's nothing more complicated than that. It's just a different point-to-point location that they are transmitting those images to. And once we have them, we take care of the rest.
So Hakan, it sounds like FAST really is addressing the changing needs of lenders. Tell us a little bit about your approach to that and how you came to help lenders in the marketplace.
What we wanted to do is try to develop a tool that in the current environment, obviously both sellers, lenders, and buyers, eliminating cost or trying to reduce costs and operate more efficiently and operate with some standardization is a high focus in the current marketplace. Actually, it's always a high focus, but it becomes particularly important in markets like this where interest rates are higher and could be trending higher, and there's a tremendous level of competition, and all costs, all programs, all processes, all operations are looked at to see if there's a more efficient way to do business. And that is one of the primary reasons for FAST and for our reason to implement FAST.
What about from the buyer's standpoint?
From the buyer's standpoint, the cost of servicing has also gotten tremendously higher over the last 10 years or so. Anything we can do to help a buyer acquire servicing more efficiently, more cost effectively, and quicker is something that we're looking at, and that's exactly what FAST does.
You know, to touch on that point as well, Hakan mentioned competitive, you know, how competitive the marketplace is. You have, at times, some of the buyers were restricted really by those internal procedures that they have. So they may have had a very competitive opportunity, but had hampers in their boarding process to say, we can only, you know, consume so much content right now based upon our downstream procedures. This process that Freddie and Hakan have put together, all of their buyers can now take advantage of the competitive position that they might have and the appetite that they have on their balance sheet, because the limitation that they, for perhaps years, endured is now being alleviated. And the more that they begin to get familiar and trust the process, if you will, they will, I think, get even more aggressive with their behavior. So it's a win-win.
Hakan, look into your crystal ball for just a moment and tell us a little bit about what you see as the future role that technology will play in providing even greater flexibility and transparency for the future of the FAST program.
Actually, we are in a little bit of a technology renaissance, I guess. That's one way to put it. When we talk about what's happening and the technology that's being applied in the mortgage space today, things such as machine learning systems, things such as blockchain, all of these are things that we're looking at and potential ways of expanding and making FAST more robust in the future. One of the things we're looking at is continuing to enhance the offering. And when we talk about enhancing the offering, we're talking about ways to connect and better connect from sellers to buyers. So things such as how the buyer accesses the data from FAST, whether we can push that data and push that data in an immediately importable format for the buyer, which makes it a seamless process. They would actually connect directly to the FAST tool through an API or some other technology that might be available. Similarly, from the seller side, dragging and dropping the files into the portal. Is there a way to connect more directly to the seller's files where the files are stored, or possibly even instead of files, look at actually just getting access to the data through a front-end origination system or connecting to where that data source comes from?
Craig, did you have something you wanted to add?
We will be very soon in a position to validate the data that is coming in from those operating systems up against the data that's in those docs, right? So not only are we collecting the data, but we'll be able to validate, we'll be able to identify areas where there is a gap or an inconsistency. will quickly know what documents might be missing or unsigned and be able to share that back with sellers and buyers. So some of that communication that normally would take several days to be compiled can be done perhaps in a matter of minutes and hours. And ultimately business rules, right? So that boarding process that a lot of the buyers go through, rather than just getting an image file that they can trust, they do have an audit trail that they put the files through. And we believe that we can take some of those procedures upstream and put them into this interactive, we'll call it a portal at the moment, right? But this interactive experience between seller and buyer. Freddie Mac has big plans to leverage this and ultimately just change the way business is handled right now. They've got big plans.
Hakan, can you give us kind of a conclusion or a summary of what you'd like to have the listeners remember from this podcast?
Sure. I think the biggest thing is the Freddie Mac focus on our clients and focusing on ways to let our clients do business quicker, faster, more efficiently, and more accurately. And fast is a key part of that focus and that emphasis from Freddie Mac.
For more information about FAST, contact Freddie Mac at freddiemac.com/fast. Or for IDEA technology, go to loanlogix.com.